This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, hello and welcome to this episode of the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM. I hope you are doing fantastic on this day. I wouldn't normally say what day it is, but why am I going to do that? Even though I know it's Tuesday and it's October the 11th, but maybe I shouldn't say those things out loud as we are hanging out. So as you have noticed, we have taken these dives into some things that, well, probably make you think about some of the stuff that's going on inside of this world. But with that being said, today I want to take an interesting twist in some of the stuff that we do. And I want to talk about creative personality tests. What are they and how do they work? So let's talk a little bit about this. What's your creativity type? Do you know? What most likely makes you feel inspired? What kind of creative people do you work best with? Well, it seems that this and other questions that might interest you, then you will likely love, you know, some personality tests. So let's talk about these. The answers to questions regarding what sort of creative work we would be best at, what creative outlets would work best for us, and if we would fit in a creative social circle, that could be all found thanks to some of these tests. In this particular episode, we'll explain the information on how they can provide an important and share some of the best ones that we have found. Now, I'll tell you right away, I know a lot of people are not fans of these things. So I want to take this with some ease as we talk about it. So personality tests and their history is probably going to be something important to talk about. Personality tests assess our character for a specific time or taking them and giving us an outlook sometimes through the unconventional lens. If we look at the past, we can see that personality tests have been around for a millennia. One of the most famous ancient versions of this, because, you know, there are ancient versions of it, because you can't say that there is not, because there has been, or will there be, and maybe that's the kind of thing to look at. Well, some of the ancient versions of them comes from Hippocrates. Yeah, think about it. With his tests and differential four types that are based on certain types of bodily fluids. Yes, a concept that might seem odd, but wasn't unconventional at its time. Thanks to the modern psychology, we know what type of personality isn't based on solely our physical selves, but also our experience and environment. This makes the determining specific personality traits more complex, hence the need of more, increment methods, so some other ways to look at it. However, as we move away from the scientific outlooks, personality tests are still rather interesting. Most of us love taking quizzes about our character traits, and the reasons behind this differs from person to person. However, some are more common than others. Receiving a simple definition and guidance for our daily lives is one of the driving forces behind why we love answering personality questions. The simplification these tests provide come in handy when we have trouble understanding some of our own subconscious behaviors. Another reason we find personality quizzes interesting could go unnoticed sometimes, but it also is always there. We love receiving validation for who we are. Getting a positive overview of a unique character trait often makes us feel seen and complimented all at the same time. Almost everyone experiences this. It's something that most tests benefit from. The more the people answer the quiz, the more information its makers can receive, which helps them constantly refine the tests and make them more accurate. So as we talk about this, maybe this is some of the stuff that we should take a little bit deeper dive in, because you might want to listen to this. So creative personalities. Now we can have clarify what personality tests are, where they come from, and why they're helpful. Let's narrow it down to those concerning creativities, because I think that that's going to be important. So let's talk about imagination, talent, and the desire to create are some of a person's most defining character traits. It's only natural for psychologists worldwide to want to tap into what makes a person creative and how it differentiates the different types of creativity. Surprisingly, one of the best tests for this is a creative type test by Adobe. Yes, Adobe is what I said. It is based on the psychological research that provides the participant with the fascinating questions, detailed analysis, and suggesting for more creative types to work best. The main mastermind behind the content of this test is Carolyn Grogge, a writer specialized in psychology, everything from psychedelic research to neuroscience. She has written for Harvard Health, Huffington Post, and many more influential media that keeps an editorial position to this day. However, a very important part of the experience of taking the test is the work of the creative team behind it, who would have thought of that, right? I mean, that's just something to make you go, really? That's going to be the important portion? The animators, the photographers, the designer, these people make taking the quiz an entirely unexpected and satisfying activity, which would probably not be the norm. In all the creative type tests, it's a wonderful example for such personality quizzes. The other tests will focus on developed quite recently, which are called My Color. Participants find a creative personality types in the form of colors based on a series of questions. What types was kind of part of it, but what's important here is what you also provide with an analysis of colors that work best together. Which combinations should you avoid and why? The test itself is basically made on Jung's theory of extroverts versus introverts and emotions versus rationalism. However, even though it uses the relatively old base of inspiration, the test keeps it relevant in context of today's world, especially when analyzing the results. The concepts of creative personalities is defined as a source of inspiration for a lot of research in psychology. As such, it's only normal that it is also the focus of many tests and quizzes. Currently, quite a few are being developed. And many recently have made ones that are just starting to gain traction. That being said, figuring out our own creative personality and how you can use it best for your skills and strength is becoming an easier thing by the second. So what are you waiting for? Start answering these fascinating questions, and you might also find a bit more about yourself. That's something to think about today. Anyways, that's going to sum up everything that I have going on today with you. So there you go. Don't worry. We'll be back with another episode of the Jay Allen Show on Safety FM before too long. Thank you for taking a listen. I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.